Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with the community of poets, of writers, of lovers of the spoken word, and lovers of the written word. Welcome home. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the first show of 2020. I'm one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. Sitting across from me is my co-host, the man who keeps everything moving, Mr. JT. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year, sir.
How are you doing? How's everything? I know we've talked a little bit before, but
yeah, everything is fine except for my cough.
You still have the cough.
I've got
yourself.
This weird cough. Yeah,
that's really strange. You've been sick for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, it left and came back. So
sorry to hear that. So are you you taking care of yourself? You're getting some sleep.
Sleep, humidity. Mucinex, my Lipitor, my allergy pill, and Aleve. I think
you mean eating some Jell-O. She started eating some Jell-O. According to a character in the Professor and the Madman movie, eat hot ham.
Hot ham.
Yeah, that should help.
Okay, I'll try that out.
That's a little weird. Actually, maybe don't follow that advice. That sounds like 19th century whatever. Anyway. We're so happy that everybody's joined us here. We got a lot of great people joining us, and I'd love to hear about how everything is going, how the year is going for you so far. So far this is the first show of 2020. It also has the distinct thing of being the best show of 2020 so far.
Yes.
That we've done. That's the thing I love. Start with a clean slate.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So
the bar is here, folks.
That's right. And we're all starting a new month, so that means that we tonight will have the first three clues of our January 2020 Poet of the Month. We will also unveil our January 2020 Poetic Form of the Month. I will then take off my pants and throw them around my head. I don't think that was the one.
Oh, it was maybe this one? Sorry.
Precisely.
Okay.
That's JT's soundtrack to Magic Mike. All right.
Wow.
And we're going to have a lot of great poetry read tonight. We have some submissions here, and we're just looking forward to getting into it tonight. Really quickly, just a reminder, we have our 2019 anthology out. It helps kind of fund the show for the entire year, and it's a great way to help support the show. We want to thank everyone who around Christmas ordered the book, brought it in. That's going to go a long way for paying for the hosting and all this stuff. And we have a lot more great things coming up for us, including in the middle of the year, World Poetry Magazine opening up. So I'll get more details like that on the page here soon. And I'll explain more as the show goes on this evening how you can be a part of that. But before we get into anything else, let me get into the rules for the show. Rule number one, no hate speech. We've never done that. We never will on the show. It's just what we do. Number two, please skew PG-13 if you can with your work. We want to make this a friendly place for families and for younger people. However, we're not in the business of censoring it, so if it's artistic and there's a good flow, we might not jump in. But if it gets gratuitous, we reserve the right to jump in and end the thing. Number three, please be prepared with your poem when we come on. It's just a respect thing. You know, we understand if the screen turns off, that's fine, but just make sure your poem is ready to go when it comes time for us to come on the line. Please keep your work no longer 3 to 5 minutes long. That's also just the respect thing. It helps the flow of the show. And the last one, rule number five, this is for JT and myself. If you have comments and suggestions, we love them, but we just ask that you send them to us at... You send them to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form there on the website. All right. Those are our rules. Anything we need to add before we jump into our first caller segment?
No, I think we're okay.
All right. Perfect. So the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from,
you have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. All right, and here we are in the first segment. JT, I like those headphones you got, man.
Well, thank you.
Some ear monitors going on there.
Yeah, they are.
That's cool. Is that why you got them? I've been in the market, as they say, so I've been studying these things like crazy.
I love these Shures.
Yeah. They're good. That's what I was looking at with Shures. Okay. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't talk about this in the radio. But probably those are awesome, actually. All right, cool. I just have these big clunky headphones. When I move my head, they're like...
Yeah, these are...
You can just move your head around very quickly.
Yep.
Fantastic.
It's great radio, isn't it?
Yeah, this is great radio. This is headphone review radio. Okay, we've got a bunch of callers lined up. Actually, we're really excited about starting this. But before we get in, JT... We have a submission.
Ooh.
Yes. A submission from someone we know on the show. His name is Stanley Phillips. And he has this note here that he's doing the anniversary for his show, The Hurt Locker. He'll try to get on the show, but he's not sure. So he wanted to send this ahead of time. And this is called Resolution, Solution, Revolution by Stanley Phillips. I think I found the needed solution to the tradition of New Year's resolutions. This could start a grand revolution, might end up part of our Constitution. Tested and proven, no way you can miss, used in courtroom, sales, and politics. So make resolutions, just add this twist, attach to each a mile-long disclaimer list. Ta-da! And that was Resolution, Solution, Revolution by Stanley Phillips. So basically, you make this huge resolution, and then you just add this gigantic disclaimer list that basically just absolves you of having to do any of the hard stuff. But you can say you still followed it.
Hey.
Good idea, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Probably going to follow that.
You're going to do that one?
Probably. Seems easy enough.
I don't know, man. Sounds like a lot of writing for that disclaimer. All right. So now we're going to be heading into our caller list here. Let's head, first of all, over to George in Michigan. Hello, George. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, guys. I missed you last week, but I'm glad to be here.
We missed you too, but we understand it's not always possible to be spending your time listening to strange voices coming out of a speaker, you know.
Yes, well, you I didn't get that check from you guys.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That's JT's fault. We'll get on that.
speaking of JT, it was really cool to see him at the ball game there at Denver. And I'm afraid my team didn't do well, but they didn't do well all the games.
I will say, here's the one really lovely thing that happened for the Broncos this year. Is the very last thing that the Oakland Raiders ever did was lose to the Denver Broncos.
That's right.
That's right. Well, and that's a cup. I'm all for that. They're going to Vegas.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what a beautiful stadium, you guys. And You know, and the whole atmosphere is, of course, it was a beautiful day, about 65 and sunny. Mm. But, and I had a great time. But it was really nice to be there.
That's great.
And, you know, that was worth it. JT and I, at the last minute, we met at the top of some escalator somewhere.
Yep.
You know, but it worked. It worked, and it was nice to talk to him for a few minutes. But,
oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Happy you
anyway.
Guys, yeah.
Yeah, the one I have, the poem I have, I just wrote a couple days ago, and I've only read through it once. This could be awkward. It's called An Adequate Life. My life has not been quite like happy little bluebirds flying. There have been some stains, but it's not that I haven't been trying. Some things I won, some floundered, some things I couldn't manage. I could dream and I could miss out. Yes, I have some baggage. I couldn't make some people love me, to that I do confide. But alas, some fortune did arrive and lay along my side. As I look back along my dusty ride, some sun appears. It's all about the harvest, the fruits, it's all about the years. Things like a grandchild who asked questions about my wrinkled hands, like tearing up to see my son tear up with his firstborn in his hands. Like a spouse who still likes to be tucked in and given fresh flowers. Like a friend who calls to talk about those cigar sunset hours. Even when we mapped our lives, we knew there'd be some toil. We never heralded the day we placed our parents in the soil. It takes no genius to know there'd be a day when we're not here. But it's part of our comeuppance on this godforsaken sphere. I'm not a fatalist, nor do I think my life was preordained. I think I made the bed I sleep in. I got what I had gained. I don't believe in superstition, but there are some ifs and buts. My time is not superlative, but just maybe adequate. End of piece.
I really liked that one, actually.
Yeah.
JT, what do you think?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot that resonated with me in that one, too, and I think you did a fine job with both the write and the read.
Right. Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Well, and thanks for sharing it with us.
I meant to tell you, too, that I had a special Christmas gift. I went up to see the grandkids, and I came home with a big gift.
Oh, really?
A cold.
I've been hearing about
it. I'm so sorry.
Yes, I can identify with JT. You know, I can almost feel the thing hit me. You know, he coughed at me. The little boy coughed at me right next to me for, you know, a couple hours intentionally. Well, not really, but that's what I thought.
It's kind of what it felt like, yeah.
Does anybody else want this besides me?
It's like, anybody? Yeah? Nobody? Okay.
So I got home about two nights later, late in the middle of the night. You can actually feel them come into your sinuses.
Uh-huh, I can.
And at least I never had that before. You actually felt the cold creep in. And, you know, I can actually hear this thing. But anyway, it's gone now pretty much. I think there's a little hack, but it didn't make for a fun couple days.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
So anyway, I'll tell you what, I'd rather have a cold for Christmas than nothing at all.
That's the spirit.
There's a sterling poetic phrase.
There you go. That's true.
Better get sick than anyway. I will step aside.
Thank you, sir.
And wait. All right. Guys, take care.
We'll talk to you during the return, okay?
All right, good.
All right. And that was George calling from Michigan. There's something in the air with poetry in Michigan.
Yes,
and
yes, there is.
It might be part of the lake effect.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
I think something must have happened that some poets or a large group of poets all wrote poetry, put them in bottles and attached them to rocks and sunk them into the Great Lakes. And somehow it infused to the water, and it comes back up in the lake effect.
Oh.
Because we're going to Michigan again. We're going to talk to Dennis now. Hello, Dennis. Happy New Year. Oh, it sounds...
Really?
Yeah, it sounds like it's already gone. Dennis, if you can hear us, we cannot hear you. So hang up and call us right back, okay? So that was a trick to see if he could hear us, too, if it was a hold thing. All right, so that might be going on with it. I wonder why it's happening to him.
I don't know. That's never happened before.
Here we go. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Sorry about that. We've never had that happen with our second caller. It usually starts happening around caller six. So that's very strange.
Well, that's what happens. I'm just slipping down the line here. I think George greased the pole.
That's exactly what happened.
you were saying nice things about Michigan, and poetically, maybe Michigan does deserve a hand because we've got the mitten to put it in.
You have the hand that. Yes, that's it. It's the hand that writes the poetry. See, there you go. Well, how's your New Year been so far?
My New Year's been wonderful. It started good. It's continuing good, and I'm planning to keep it moving direction.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, yes, indeed.
Well, so what do you have for us this time?
All right, I wrote a poem on New Year's Eve, and this is a poem I wrote that I want to share with you. The title is Crossroads. We are at the crossroads of yesterday and tomorrow. From our past experiences, we will have to borrow. Proceeding into the future, we walk into the unknown, yet seeking our Father's will. We'll never be alone. Let all our past mistakes be our wise schoolmasters. With each lesson learned, we avoid the old disasters. Aware that Satan is seeking those he may devour. Our faith and hope rest securely in Jesus' saving power. Thus, we press on to our calling and the prize. And we anticipate that day when up to Christ we'll rise. End of poem.
Beautifully done, Dennis. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
And that's, I think, that's the one that I read, I think, sitting up in Estes Park. There was no cell phone service, just had very weak Wi-Fi signal. And I was surrounded by all these windows, this huge cabin filled with writers and musicians, and there was snow and wind blowing all around. And I read, that was the first poem that I've read in 2020. And thanks for sending it, sir. It was a great way to kick off the year.
You are welcome. You may have got the earlier edition when I still needed to do a little editing on it. I sent it out without properly proofreading it, but I hope you didn't get one that was messed up too much.
Oh no, that's not how I connected at all. So I think it went. It was very, very well. Whatever you sent me, I loved. So thank you.
I understand editing is our friend, and if we mess something up, we take time, correct it, make it better.
Absolutely,
and it's all good.
That's right. That's right.
Nothing to be ashamed of correcting work.
That's true. It's very true. Yes. Dennis, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you during the return.
Thank you very much. You've made my first Friday.
All right. You guys
are great.
Well, the feeling's mutual, sir.
All right. I'm going to step aside. Let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless. Thank you. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan, the Mitten State, the hand that holds the poetic quill of the United States.
Ooh.
You know. All right. Now, let's travel to a place outside of this fine nation. Let's go to Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Pretty good. That retreat you went on sounds so good. I want one.
Well, it was good. I was actually up there officiating my friend's wedding. And,
nice.
And so it was kind of a, there was a mad dash to get all this and the music done, which is a reason why I totally have not gotten the thing with your back cover done that I meant to. So this is me publicly apologizing and saying that I'm working on it.
It was so nice of you to even take my message. That was me having a breakdown.
Oh,
yeah, it turns out EPUB is a skill. E-publishing is a skill.
Yes. Yes, it is. But it's one that I think we should get good at.
Yeah, code and things. I have great admiration for people who know it.
It's kind of crazy. I will tell you, though, and this is a thing for everyone that I think everyone should hear up here, too, is up at this wedding, I met a few people who flew in who are professional. They're romance writers, but they're full-time romance writers, novelists. And they actually had started in the world of being published and then decided to go back and to start indie publishing, which means you still use an editor, you still use all of that. And that's how they make their living. And so I really sat down and got to grill them about this and get to talk to them for a while. And so I'm putting all these things together, but I'm happy to share anything that I learned from them as well.
I'm really looking forward to learning. I mean, I do want to learn how to do it and take control of my sales and things and not pay all my money to somebody else. But sure. I also realized it wasn't as easy as hit convert to e-publish and load your book.
Isn't that amazing when you suddenly find out you can't just do a normal thing and then suddenly go, oh, and Kindle too, no big deal. It's a whole, it's
yeah,
like,
it was just like, oh, if I want the poem, so it's going to come out probably by the end of January. I'm going to be on Barbara's show, so I'd like to have it out by then.
Well, yeah, that's definitely doable. I mean, I remember formatting a book in about a day for Kindle, but you guys
have
to know.
Anyway, I cut everything down. I cut out all the narration and just made it all poems just to get it out for Christmas. And then I realized I do not have the technical capacity to do anything.
Oh, no.
So I might put it all back together and release a long one at the end of January.
And now you have two books. That's fantastic. See?
Yeah.
The director's cut.
The edited and unedited. So yeah, I'm going to read a poem from it. I guess the advantage is I'm going to put more poems in.
Yeah.
So this is a new one that will join the book. And this is, so the book is kind of, it's part meditation, part poetry. So I'm kind of combining meditation and poems and just creating some nice thoughts for writers as you wake up in the morning. So this is called Live From Your Center. Peace is how I treat myself, including the right to maintain it, to stay with self, nature, focus, freedom, wholeheartedly, without interruption. The culture of frenzy vanished for real life. Trees, outdoors, harmony, chosen thoughts. Like a spring crocus breathing through ice, roots and buds holding strong at both ends of the spectrum. End poem.
Very, very well done, Cynthia. As always,
thank
but
you.
This specifically.
Thanks.
Yes.
And I can't wait for my beautiful, my cover is so beautiful. I can't wait for people to see it. So everyone should know that Michael has his side business of designing covers and he's amazing at it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And happy to do it. Happy to do it. So we'll, you know, and Cynthia, outside of here, we can talk about if you need any help getting things ready to go for the ebook launch. Okay.
And, thank you so much for all your help and having me on the program.
Oh, of course. Anytime. Anytime. We love you, and we'll talk to you during the return, hopefully.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. And that was Cynthia Sharp calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. So we're going to travel now back to the United States. We're going to go down to Carolina, but not North Carolina. which I was on the phone with for a long time today, someone in North Carolina. Instead, we're going to go to South Carolina. We're going to visit with B.
Which I was on the phone with for a long time today.
Hello, B.
Someone in North Carolina.
Hi.
How are you? There's a bit of a delay, I can tell.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. Well, how are you doing? How's the new year treating you so far?
I'm doing good. I got accepted to some colleges. I'm trying to finance said colleges.
Yes, I understand. Yes.
So right now I'm trying to put together a book of poetry, kind of working on that and trying to do some, I would love to major in English, but I'm probably going to major in mathematics.
Okay.
But it's really been a fun time.
Well, yeah. Well, it sounds like, first of all, congratulations on being accepted to the colleges, and we wish you the best of luck with everything.
God bless.
They make it so hard, don't they?
Yeah. I literally just sat there. I was like, I waited up all night for my first choice, and it came in at 12 at night. I just kind of sat there looking at my computer, waiting for them to send me my letter, and I cried so much. It's still kind of new to me.
Yeah.
But.
What do you mind me asking what your first choice is?
Oh, it's Winthrop. It's a really small college in South Carolina.
Oh, cool. Okay. Awesome.
Right on.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. That's I think that means you're doing some great stuff.
Yeah, I'm just getting through it.
Yep, I understand. Understood. Okay, so how about this? I'm going to let you read. I'm going to step off the stage, let you read, and we'll talk briefly after, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the stage is yours.
This is titled, Good Morning. Good morning, section 45 of Wasteland 10. This is the voice you've been dying to listen to as soon as you, I guess, got out of that deep, deep, aggravating sleep. But now I must continue with the news. The committee calendar reads as such. Today, as soon as the sun sets, there will be the meeting of the cultists that pray to the green sun. As always, they're accepting new members every week. Remember, if you wish to sacrifice, you must bring your firstborn. This is just my opinion, but those cultists tend to be on the more judgy side. But I am just a voice in your radio. Tomorrow night is kiss night for secondborns only. Listeners, I have just been slipped a piece of paper under the door. It says, the surge is coming, written in what appears to be blood. This is so informal. We here at Three Scratches have a system in place for announcements, and it's probably those dog men, you know, the half-dog, half-men hybrids from the radioactive ooze. They have absolutely no respect for common decency. We might be on a planet that God left, but we still have rules. Sorry, listeners. That just irks me to no end. The Red Road Gang, as the current dictators, have decided to execute the Roman warriors, the X-controlled dictators. I know it's been a while since the last execution, but please remember to bring only finger foods, as forks will not be made available. Tailgating is highly encouraged. And, as always, kids get a free execution helmet upon entry. Thank you, listeners. I know we've been fighting for our lives in this little slice of hell we call consciousness, but that's all of Section 45 of Wasteland 10's news. Stay tuned for 2 hours of weeping provided to you by the Council of Tears. Bye-bye. and boom.
Loved it. I was laughing the whole way through. That was. I love the thing being written in blood, being so informal. That's if you knew how many poems we've had to turn away because it was written in blood and turned it incorrectly. No, I'm kidding.
Turned it incorrectly. They have to go through the proper channels.
That's right.
But here's the thing. I loved your piece. As far as the turning things in informally, it happens all of the time. All of the time. It's insane. The rules are right on top of the page, and they still send it in informally.
Yes, it is.
It's incredible.
I can't. It's all about organization.
Well, you know, that's never been a strong suit for me or for many other poets and people, so I can't throw the first stone there. But as far as the writing in blood, try not to do that.
Try to get a pen.
Try to get a pen or something, you know.
You have to do what you have to do sometimes. The poet's hand or whatever.
Or whatever. I get it. Thank you so much for that, B. We love that. And I loved the reading in it. I can tell that your work has been growing, but also you've been reading some really good stuff, and that's a compliment.
Thank you.
You've got it. Will we hear from you during the return engagement?
Of course.
Beautiful. I'm so happy. All right. Perfect. So B, we'll talk to you then. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you as soon as we can.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye. And that was Beacon from South Carolina, where the notes are written in blood and where etiquette is paramount. Now we're going to go to the home of the world champion Cleveland Browns to visit with Mama Oladeji. Happy New Year, Mama.
Yes, I really love that. That was real innovative.
Wasn't that good?
He just did. I got to go back and listen to the archives because I want to follow the whole story to see where it started.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So I'm going to do a piece called Stuck on Belief.
Okay.
Gives me the creeps. Stuck on Belief gives me the creeps, and it's got a little bit of music with it. So we go like this. The music is Who the Cat Fits. And this poem is about who the poem approach it. It goes like this. People laugh and get tickled pink when I tell them that they're stuck on belief. See, the first two words in belief is be lie. If you put an A in between, that would be a lie. See, people laugh and get tickled pink when I respond to them by saying, I have forgotten more than you ever knew. Well, it's usually true. I get tickled too because they have forgotten that I told them that already, especially when some neophyte has meanwhile discovered that the world is neither round nor flat. As some of my adopted kids, my kids or grandkids, especially the new philosophers, if they only knew. Stop trying to one-up your mama, your grandmama. Remember, two ears and one mouth. Listen more and talk less. Everything you know, think you know, or will ever know is subject to change. I have survived and thrived by using the spirit of discernment. I have survived Chicago, New York, Cleveland, South Beach, Myrtle Beach, Georgia, Jamtown, Philly, and California. I see you, through you, and I know you. Millions of you clones give out the same clues, not useful, but you want someone to use. See, I deal with the wicked differently. And I gravitate towards the genuine and the pure of heart easily. If I wasted my energy proving to all of the backbiters and deceivers that I know who you are and I saw what you did, I would be spent. Then you would dislike me for calling you out. I only call out people that I trust, because calling them out would only make us closer, right? But I digress. I won't, because a person with no shame is never worth shaming. See where I'm aiming? Just let them wonder and ask themselves, I wonder if she caught that. I wonder if she knows that. I wonder if she... See, mostly I need my mind to be free. See, I just write stuff, and then I'm done. Who the pros it? Let them wear it. Who the pros the poem fit? Let them wear it. Thank you.
Wow. Well, I loved that. That was refreshing, Mama. I love that. Great music choice, too. That felt just really felt right, you know?
Who the cat fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
I thought it was amazing, and I love that. And that's one of the things we love about what you bring to the show. You can see everybody in the chat room get all excited when they hear your they hear your voice, because they know that you're always going to do something cool.
I try to be innovative and, not do the same old thing every week. So
it's beautiful.
I thank you all for me. Happy New Year to everyone. You guys already know how I feel about you. You are my favorites, and I just want everybody to know that.
So, we love you too, Mama.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you during the return, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you then. That was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, the land of enchantment. Yeah?
That's right.
That's
yeah.
good?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the three clues for this month's Poet of the Month.
Oh, yes.
The Poet of the Month. I feel like we've played that song so many times that now we're just kind of, it's like a hypnotist just kind of sets us up and we're, okay, anyway, so each month we choose a poet and we have a secret identity. We don't tell you who it is. And for the first 2 weeks, we unveil three clues. So there's a total of six clues. If you get it, or if you think you know what it is, don't put it in the chat room. Send it to us, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. And if you get it ahead of us announcing it, you'll get to choose one of the songs I do the next month. So this will be for February. You'd be choosing for February. But we start with three clues this week. Now, if you need to look up these clues after the fact, you can go to our website under Poet of the Month. We'll release them at the same time. So you'll see the three clues on our website now. Here's clue number one for the January POM. Number one, father convicted, mother and children face a new world. Clue number two, worlds once separated collide on the page. And clue number three, in Paris, the training was complete. Once again, clue number one, father convicted, mother and children face a new world. Clue number two, worlds once separated collide on the page. And clue number three, in Paris, the training was complete. And those are our first three clues for this month's Poet of the Month. All right, and now it is time for us to have five more unique callers. That means if you didn't get in during the last segment, give us a call now. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Rock the mic, rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic, hot. Hot, hot like this, I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
And just like that, the second segment hath begun.
Yes.
Do you like that?
Yes.
I kind of like speaking more and more like Charlton Heston in the old biblical movies.
There you go.
Right. And then the break was over, and the voices of the poets expanded out across the plain. Like the rain in Spain.
Well, I was going to say that was sound very epic, and then you just...
It would be interesting if I could speak like that during our entire meal at Applebee's.
I'd be impressed.
Sounds like a challenge. Okay.
It is.
It's very directly a challenge. Thank you very much, Michael. All right. So we've got some more great callers here. We also have another submission.
Awesome.
I know. This is it's kind of cool. This one's from James in Pennsylvania, the scariest state in the union. Right? It's the American Transylvania.
Yeah, it is.
And this is his first poem of the year. So it's called Untitled. Here we go. Thoughts of you at the midnight hour. Pleasant to me is sweet tea and honey, but laced with longing. The miles and circumstance come between us. Shall I, as the world revolves anew, venture where angels fear for your hand and affection's future? And that was Untitled by James Roseline. Wonderful, James. Thank you. And by the way, if you want to send in poetry like Stan did in the first segment or like James did here, you can just send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or put it in the contact form on the site and just indicate that it's a submission to be read on the show. We'd be happy to do it for you. All right.
I thought I had a Nightbot code for that.
But you did. Would you just typed a word?
Just typed a word. Sorry,
come on,
folks.
Nightbot. Let's get on this. All right. Not like you don't have codes for everything else. All right. Let's now head to upstate New York to visit with Zach.
All right.
Happy 2020, Zach.
Hey, happy 2020, guys. Welcome to the new year. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. And Zach, you know, you asked me a question about something with your book that we're working on, and I've just got my feedback under me after that that wedding and the crazy holiday music season. So I'm working on that stuff now. So I should have an answer here for you soon. But I really you know, appreciate the kind words that you sent in and had a great new year. How about yours?
Good. It was good. I made $110 driving people home.
Woohoo! Did you do Uber or something like that?
No, I just, it was just family friends.
That's cool.
Just family friends who I took home. Did about an hour of driving and I got $110. So
you cut out the middleman.
It was a good time. I shared some of my poems with them because some of the people had never heard my poetry, and so shared some poems with them, sang some songs, and it was a really good time.
Well, that sounds great, actually. I think that's it was probably a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, just being with the people that, so it was good. How was your guys'?
Well, JT, you want to take that?
Well, mine was very quiet. I ate my pickled herring and sour cream on chicken and biscuit crackers.
Is that what you do on New Year's?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Oh, my God.
Okay. What did you eat again? I'm sorry. Zach, I'm learning this for the first time here.
Pickled herring.
Pickled herring.
Sour cream.
In sour cream. So the sour cream you mix in the pickled herring?
It's already in there.
Where do you get this?
King Super?
You just go to the store and you're like, hey, where's your pickled herring and sour cream?
No, you don't ask for it. You just find it in the seafood section.
Okay.
But it's in a jar.
Wow.
You can get it with or without the sour cream.
But the sour cream is there on the shelf? It's not in like a freezer?
No. It's in mixed in with the pickled herring.
Well, I thought you said the pickled herring was mixed in with the sour cream. So I'm just wondering
it's
about
the other way around.
Okay, well, cool. I'm glad you enjoy that.
It's tasty. It's
okay.
There you go.
Omega-3s, man.
One time a year on New Year's Eve, you're getting your dose of omega-3s. All right. Well, so JT did that, and I was up in a cabin with a bunch of people and doing that whole wedding thing. So, and we didn't have cell service or anything up there, so it was kind of interesting and fun.
Right. Yeah. It's gotta be a little refreshing and nerve-wracking not having a cell reception at the same time.
You know, it's funny. I felt this instant kind of problem with it. And I think the reason I was worried more about it was some of the other people heading up there, and it was really snowy and really true. I mean, we were up high in the mountains, and there was a big snowstorm happening, and you couldn't call anybody. So that was a little scary for some people. After a while, I just put my phone back down and said, well, let's do what we can. And I didn't even think about it until later. I didn't even remember that I had a phone until I had to leave, really. Or until I actually picked it up and because I had it set on a charger and I saw Dennis's message because we connected to that Wi-Fi. And then and I put it back down and didn't touch it again until I left.
Well, you know, a little disconnect it's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great thing. And I'm looking forward to doing some more of it this year if I can. Okay, so because I'm the one taking this forward, I made you sit there while we talked about pickled herring and sour cream. So I'm going to give you the stage, let you read, and then we'll talk after, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right.
So this poem is actually a cover. There is a person on Hello Poetry. Their handle is Velvet Cherub. And they are from Belgium, and we don't know, Berlin. Sorry, there. This is from Velvet Cherub from Berlin, and this is a poem that I saw that I came across, and I was really captivated by it. So I asked if I could share her work, and she said yes. So this is called Moonlight Lover. The moon sings to the crimson-red flower to bloom at midnight hour, harmonizing with the pale lover's song with languid movements of her own, curling her blossoms, shaking her leaves, being as pretty as can be. I watch as the rose gives itself to the moon, to luminescent light and angelic tune, and while I lay in your arms, your glory bequeathed with a laurel wreath, our love promised with a diamond ring, I realized that the rose and I might just be the same thing. End of piece.
That was very nice.
Yeah, I thought it was so interesting to take, one of the most recognized symbols of love, the flower, the rose, and then instead of using a traditional thing like the sun to talk about warmth and light, you talk about the moon, and it's just, it's so much more personal and so much more, somehow it's a much more beautiful, and I just found it really cool, and so I wanted to, I've been reading all of my poems, so yeah, I wanted to give a chance to share some work from someone else who was on the site and, from another country who may not have the ability to have the chance to share it with the World Poetry Open Mic.
I think that's a really cool thing of you to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I got my own poem for the return engagement, but, I just wanted a chance to share some of their work and, And thank you guys for being here, and I think it's going to be a good year.
Oh, I think so too. My one of my big things is, and I know we've talked a bit about this, is my 2019 was not as, it was still pretty productive, but it wasn't as productive as my 2018. And my goal is to make 2020 make 2018 look like, child's play. So I'm already on it. I'm already hitting the ground running. And I'm looking forward to doing it. And I want to help everyone else do it too.
So, you know, anything I can do to help. And Zach, I am on what you asked me about, and we'll make some stuff happen.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I didn't. That's why I left it alone for a couple of days. I'm like, well, you know, he's taking the time to do this, and he's got all of his other stuff, and, you know, so I just, I really appreciate you taking the time. And,
you got it.
If you, and, you know, since you were talking about doing the inside design, then, yep. You know, just think of a price that you're comfortable with for compensation, since you're doing more work than we originally
$7 million. No, I'm kidding. We'll talk about this. We'll definitely talk about this outside of here, obviously. But you know, I'm, and this is something that, you know, the poet's listening to. This is a thing to really pay attention to. If you're getting ready to publish, the interior design of your book is a very important thing, and there is an art to that as well. And there's so much to learn. I've been spending the last couple of years trying to really learn that stuff and use the tools that publishers use. And so that's one of the reasons I feel kind of confident with that. But, you know, I'm happy to show it. In fact, maybe what I'll do is at some point, maybe I could make, you know, JT, you know what I could do is I could make some videos kind of talking through how to do it. And then we could put those up, or we could do some real, like, super low cost little course on Udemy or something, like $6 or $7 or something. Maybe that'd be something we could do. Anyway.
All right. Well, yeah. You got other readers, so
do we? Know. I don't. Oh, I forgot. This wasn't just Michael randomly waxing philosophical about the publishing industry. All right.
All
hey,
right.
Zach.
Well,
thank you, sir.
I'll let you guys go too, and then we'll hear about the poetic form of the month, and then I would come back for the return engagement.
Yes, we're so excited about that too. All right, we'll talk to you then, buddy. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. And that was Zach calling from upstate New York. Sorry about that, everybody. Just looked at the timer and noticed how long I made that call, and that was all my fault. That was not Zach.
Pickled herring, Michael. Pickled herring.
Fish and chips, Michael. Fish and chips. It's been years since you've done that, I think.
Yeah, it has.
But that was, if you ever hear JT say fish and chips, Michael, fish and chips, that is the ultimate expression of frustration from JT.
So weird.
It's great. I love it. All right, let's go to Kentucky. Let's visit with Philip. Hello, Philip. Happy 2020, sir.
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. This is the year of clarity, apparently, 2020. So how is the new year treating you so far in the last few days?
Oh, it has been an exceptional Christmas for me. It was very low-key, very mellow. I tend to have, like, you know, negative reactions to those times of year, but this year was really easy peasy, and Lexi and I were just, you know, we took care of each other, and it was nice.
That is actually probably one of the best things you can do, is just take care of each other.
Thank you. I mean, it kind of scares me. It sounds like I'm growing up. I mean, I might almost sound like an adult.
I know. I said something on social media earlier that real friendship is standing there getting ready to officiate a friend's wedding, and you see a helium tank, and you choose not to suck the helium in before you start the ceremony.
Very good. Very good. Well, I have kind of a long one, so I'll get to it. I know you have other, you know, ready poets to get on the mic. And also, JT, please feel better, sir.
Oh, I plan to.
Good.
This cough right. is just at the worst times.
I don't know why I love that response. Oh, I plan to.
Oh, I plan to. Right. Good. Well, make those plans soon.
Yeah. Can we move those up, JT? Okay. Philip, I'm going to step back. I'm going to let you read, my friend.
Okay. All right. The title, Maternal Escape Velocity equals 33 times the speed of sound. And here we go. Vowed, I'd desist. No more love letters writ effusively. Unsent my estranged dedications to a woman unknown. Host of my protean assembly, many times confused in mythos for whale-bellied Jonah, my feigned remembrances of your cathedral womb, 9 months in glorious umbilical orbit, my sunfish subconscious, breathed in ohm ablutions of your amniotic waters, great among all source, all ensorcelled into eternal omniscience of I am the I am, as I am not the I am, recites naive verses, neither elevated nor perverse, when providence stipulates I was once an amnion. My untold origins, likened to basket-woven Moses, mildly undulant, tucked into tall, green, swaddled bulrushes, enchanted confusions of onrush, sun-limbed, oblivious innocence. Unquestioningly content, I observe our sun flower over garden sunflowers, unfairly compared to Van Gogh's. Hints of a colossal beauty that never leaves. Older now, at an age when you brought me blood forth, I intentionally keep unkempt my feral bird's nest hair, slightly gray, mild as a grizzled beard. And though I appear plausibly homeless, I drink chilled orange and pink champagne, spilled across glossy marble floors where remnant, noblesse oblige, embrace their manifest narcissus, indulge in surfeit excesses while they refute effete failures, the way I too piecemeal broken pieces naught and nothing, en passant or in prise, my shrewd foils with a layman's defense of aped logic symbols sloppily copied out via my prehensile grip. Tomorrow's sorrows asleep on ice melted into whiskey bronze sunrises. By lustrous eve, I'll tally ebony violets, quill sketched, plume nebulous, beyond amethyst city skylines. There it is.
Wow. I loved that, Philip.
That's great.
There's some great imagery in there.
Well, thank you. I think I stumbled in a few places, but this is a, you know, it's a recent poem. It's new. And I think I just about saturated the page with possibilities. Thank you for taking the time to listen. You're very kind.
I think that's the right way to look at it, saturating the page with possibilities. That is a fantastic approach.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate it. We hope to hear from you during the return.
Okay, I will do my best. All and right. Yeah, thank you so much.
And Philip, we're gonna work on it. We're gonna have a Philip book, another book of poetry, out by the end of this year.
Okay, I'm honored.
Let's do it.
I will trust you. All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. And that was Philip calling from Kentucky, the number two spot here in our second segment. All right. Now they say, JT, the first cut is the deepest.
Is it?
But obviously, they've never been to Connecticut.
Here in our second.
Wow.
Do you like that one?
That was good. Now that was good, Michael.
JT, thank you. The first.
Hello, Barbara. You missed my fantastic introduction for you.
Oh, wait a minute. Go back.
No, I'll repeat it to you. You want to hear it?
Yes.
I said, they say the first cut is the deepest, but obviously they've never been to Connecticut.
Oh, way to start the year, Michael.
It's going to be that kind of year, is it?
A punny year, yes.
Oh, I know. This is the year where I finally earned the title The Punisher.
Yes.
I think JT just died, by the way.
I'll read my poem. This is one that I dredged up from 2014, so it's from the last decade. But I didn't write anything yet this year. It's been a very busy year, so a busy 3 days. So this is called Hail to the New Year. You might remember it. Hail to the new year, with its innocence bathed in the golden haze of promise. All sparkle and glitz, it arrives with expectation, and at the stroke of 12, we forget the year that has passed and erase the unfulfilled promises, the sad moments not pressed into our minds as tragedy. We celebrate with champagne and laughter, and every year we, you and I, were next to each other. Our lips met at midnight, and we clinked glasses filled with the bubbly, remembering why we met and how New Year's was our invitation to love. Hail the New Year with its glow of possibilities an open blank space for our dreams to flourish. And we think back to last year's dreams, those that flew and those that never left the ground. And you were always there next to me to put your arm around me, and I held tight to you, forgetting the bad and hoping for the good. And now I wonder, when the clock strikes midnight and the ball drops, will your spirit be there, or only an empty space where you used to be? End poem.
Very, very nicely done.
This was 5 years ago, and actually it's going on six, and I was still very, very, very sad, and you could see it in the poem, and I'm still very sad inside. We talked about it this year, like how I could get really sad. There's like a pool inside of me where the sadness stays, and if something happens, like anything, a smile, a sound, a song, anything might, conjure back all that sadness. But anyway, I will give you a funny story that happened to us, not on New Year's, but in the last year of Christmas. And I don't know if I was, I didn't get here, I don't think, since Christmas, right?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No. So Christmas Eve, we decided to have a roast. And it was in the oven, and it was roasting. And I went to check the temperature, and I used an instant thermometer and then forgot that it was instant thermometer and left it in the oven. So it was only like for maybe 5-10 minutes. All of a sudden I realized, I better check the roast. I thought maybe just 5-10 minutes I could leave it in. Nope. When I went to get the roast out to check it, the entire top of the of the instant thermometer came off in my hand, so that I have the top with all the digital stuff and the little string that goes into the metal, but the metal stayed in the meat.
What?
Yes. So we didn't know what to do. We thought, oh, my God, what are we doing? It's $50 to buy this piece of meat. I wasn't going to throw it out. So we called around, and we called the poison control, and they said, well, you possibly could maybe cut off the part as long as there isn't any plastic that melted. And we said, no, there wasn't any plastic that melted on the meat. It's just the metal part that's left in. He said, well, he said, you could do that. So we said, we're going to take a chance. And we cut off the part that had the piece.
That makes sense.
Put it back in the oven and have it.
How was it?
It was delicious.
That's the happy ending we needed right there.
That was so good. I mean, that was delicious. And, my daughters were like, oh, my God, can we eat this? And one got so upset, ran away. And I said, and the other, she put the battery part that had the little string, the little wire hanging down, she put that in a box and brought it downstairs. Because, if those things, if they melt, they can explode. So... We'll be okay. We'll be okay. But that's my funny story for holidays.
It.
And we had a very peaceful New Year, very peaceful and quiet and good and no drama.
And no revenge of the thermometer, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then my daughter is wonderful that they are. One of them bought me a new thermometer, so...
That's very awesome. Well, Barbara, thank you. And I like that story. Thanks so much for sharing it with us. And
you're welcome. You can use it anytime you need to.
All right. I think I will. All right. But I'll credit you every time. All right.
And okay.
We'll talk to you during the return, okay?
I'll talk to you in the return.
Sounds
Bye-bye.
Good. Thank you. Bye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, rounding out our second segment. But wait, the second segment is not yet finished. You know why? Because we have a little thing called Poetic Form of the Month. You like how intensely I said that? It's like the action. It's like the action trailer guy. Poetic Form of the Month. Yeah, it's pretty dramatic. That's how it goes. All right, this is a form for January 2020. Petrarchan Sonnet. The Petrarchan Sonnet is named after Italian poet Francisco Petrarch, a lyrical poet of the 14th century Italy. Petrarch did not invent the poetic form that bears his name. Rather, the commonly credited originator of the sonnet is Giacomo di Lentini, who composed poetry in the literary Sicilian dialect in the 13th century. The word sonnet itself stems from the Italian word sonetto, which itself derives from the Latin term suono, meaning sound. Many Italian poets explored the form, from Dante Alighieri to Michelangelo. Petrarch, considered one of the founding scholars of the Italian Renaissance, likely earned this eponymous credit as a perfecter of the existing sonnet form. And there's also a link on our page. So if you go to World Poetry Open Mic and click on Poetic Form of the Month, you'll be able to read what I just read and also click on Learn More, and it'll take you to a page that actually explains everything all about it. But our Poetic Form of the Month is the Petrarchan Sonnet. All right, it is now time for us to head to
the return engagement.
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 Honestly, I think that's the best we've ever done that. The first time.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Way to go, man.
Hey.
Return over a new leaf for 2020.
That's right.
All right. So that means anybody who wants to call and share another piece, you can. Anybody who wants to call for the first time and share a piece, you can. It's all going to be in one segment here. So the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back here for the return engagement. We've got six awesome callers lined up here on the show. Are you ready, JT?
Yeah,
JT?
I think I'm good.
All right, here we go. We're going to head to our first caller here in the return engagement. Let's go to Dennis in Michigan. Hello, sir. Welcome back to the return engagement.
Well, thank you, and allowing me to come back. I didn't wear my welcome out the first time around.
not at all. It's been you've had many welcomes here, and you will continue to get them forever. So we really do appreciate it.
That's appreciated here too. That's mutual.
All right. So what do you have for us?
Yes, continuing on the New Year's theme for this first show of the year, I would like to read a poem that's titled A New Year Prayer, and it was written by Eric R. Harvey. To those who partied around the world, or those who laid in bed and curled, up to the one they hold so dear, I wish you all Happy New Year. The homeless, sleeping on the street, feeling the hunger and defeat, may these few words fill you with cheer. May you do well this brand new year. Those women fearing for their lives, battered girlfriends, battered wives, husbands, boyfriends living in fear, pray, Lord, protect them this new year. For nurses with devoted ways, caring for someone's final days, stay strong no matter how severe. Love is your gift in this new year. For police protecting us each day, hand them the torch to light your our way. to face the foe, showing no fear. We wish them all a safe new year. That firemen, risking life and limb, daily facing scenes so grim, those burning buildings hold no fear. May God be with him this new year. Those soldiers in the line of fire, living life so close to the wire, from private to the brigadier, may God protect you this new year. For those alone without a friend, I hope your darkness will end. Your guiding light is close, so near. May friendship find you this new year. Talk to your friends. Don't text them all. Speak face to face without phone call. Make pals feel wanted. Keep them near. Make them happy this brand new year. Those people who have lost faith like me, who have no other deity, may church folk comfort them in dear. Restore their faith in this new year. Around the world, we should link hands, north, south, east, west, to all God's lands. Should learn to live in love, not fear. Let's make this year a brave new year. End of poem. A poem by Eric R. Harvey.
I really liked that one. It's a
really good, Dennis.
Great message there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Man,
yeah, he covered a lot of ground there, and that he said an awful lot in that poem, and I appreciate that.
He did, but he also, I think you also shared it really well, too. I think you captured a spirit in it that really drove it home. So great job on the read as well.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for allowing me to read, and thank you for being here. For us, another new year of World Poetry Open Mic, and we've initiated it tonight.
That's it. We're still
That's
here.
Wonderful.
We're happy. You know,
amen.
It's become a point of pride occasionally every now and then. We look back and we're like, you know what? After everything that happens, we're still here. That's the point of pride now.
Still here. Yeah. And you've been faithful to that ever since the beginning, and that is truly appreciated by all of us.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right, I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan, leading off our return engagement segment.
All right, now we travel to upstate New York to visit with Zach.
Hello, Zach. Welcome back.
Hello, friends. It's the... Congratulations on another successful first World Poetry Open Mic of the Year, first return engagement. Great job by Dennis. That was really good.
Oh, Dennis always kind of nails it, doesn't he? He's probably laughing when he hears me say that, but I believe that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
well, we're happy to have you here. So how about this? Before I start talking again, I'm going to let you share, and then we can talk after.
Okay, this is a pretty short piece, but, my poems are really thoughtful, and, but this one's more relatable, and it's kind of a funny poem. So there's that John Mayer song, Your Body's a Wonderland. Well, my poem is called Not a Wonderland, but a Masochist. My mind wants to sleep, but my body stays awake. I'm starting to wonder if my body's a masochist, because all it does is ache. End of piece.
That's, fair point, Zach. Fair point.
you know, gosh. Yeah, it's, you know, it was just a silly piece, but, you know, the fact is that, you know, my mind wants, everyone's mind, I've always heard people talk about how their mind wants to sleep, but their body stays awake, and so, you know, it's just that everyone, all I ever feel is pain, is aching, and, you know, so I'm like, is my body a masochist?
Yeah. It's a fair question, I think. So there's been times where I've kind of wondered that, too. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's a great question, and I think it was well expressed in the medium.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you know, not my best poem, but you know, it's just it was just for fun. And,
yeah, I like it.
Yep, you know, sometimes you gotta have fun with your poetry.
Oh, absolutely! I would say more than just sometimes.
Yeah,
as often as you can, you know.
Right. Well. You know, I kind of figured that after 131 poems published, that I think I'm starting to realize that I'm writing because I'm having fun, and
exactly.
I'm writing because I want to. And,
right.
You know, it's really good to feel that way. It's really good to feel like you want to do something, and. I have the motive and passion behind it, like, you know, getting my book out there. And,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks to you guys, and, you know, another congratulations on another great World Poetry Open Mic. And, you know, we'll probably talk over chat, but it was good to talk to you guys. You know, I love the World Poetry Open Mic community. And glad I got to share someone else's work today.
Oh, we're really happy to have you here, and thanks for everything you bring to the show, sir.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right.
Bye. And that was Zach calling from upstate New York, the number 2 spot in our return engagement segment. All right. Now we're going to be traveling to Vancouver, British Columbia, to visit with Cynthia Sharp. Hello, Cynthia. Welcome back.
Hi. What a great show to kick off the new year.
I know. It has been. You know, and the work is always strong, and it's something that, you know, we always love remembering. You know, we always love coming back because we always were reminded why we love this community so much every time we come back to it. And this is no exception.
It was nice seeing Diane in the chat room. So many people from so many years of the show.
I know. It's kind of cool, isn't it? I'm happy to see that, too. I love seeing Diane in the chat room and seeing Susanna in the chat room and just everybody there. It's just wonderful. But anyway, I'm going to let you share because I've been talking too much tonight. So I'll let you do that, and then we'll talk after, okay?
So this is also from my new book. This is called The Softness of Snow. I step into the day among trees who quietly hold our wonder. The questions I once sought answers to now rest as poems, elegant in the mystery of existence, a soft light through the forest, an appeal to dance in the rhythms of nature, restored to self, reasonable expectations, an invitation home, end poem.
That's a really enjoyable piece, didn't you think,
yeah.
JT?
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research for my science fiction books. I'm doing so much research about the universe. And, like, we don't know where we are in the universe. And that just gives me this profound sense of wonder. And I just go out for a walk and let that sink in. We don't even know where we are in the universe.
But isn't it – it was something – I've used this in – well, I've used this in Catholic school with kids. And it's funny when you ask them, well, where are we? We're in the room, you know, the music room or whatever. Where is that? And you keep extrapolating out to eventually, okay, well, where is the solar system? It's in the galaxy. Great. Where's the galaxy? In the universe? Where's the universe? You know, of course, you don't know. The ultimate reality, the large reality is we have no idea where we are.
We don't even know where our galaxy is. I was just looking, like, I was gonna have a little computer in the book program a map home, and it's like, you can't really do that, like, because we don't know where it is, and we don't know if there's more than one universe. We don't, and that kind of stuff, it sends me into this Zen moment.
Well, I mean, and that's the only response to me that makes any sense, you know, because it's, you know, because you can either become overwhelmed by the sheer, profound, vast space that this is, or you can suddenly go, everything that it's so large that it suddenly becomes very small again. And
this profound, and I changed my book. The meaning of my Marcy book is kind of just the idea that you find acceptance in the mystery of not knowing.
Yeah.
And the whole thing's changed. Yeah, she just, like, the whole idea now is that it's so profound, you appreciate the beauty of the small and the large, and that you can't comprehend it all.
Right. I think so. I'm absolutely in love with that idea. I actually, believe it or not, this is a safe place where I can admit this. I spent a lot of time thinking about this.
I've been thinking about this probably since I was about four. Like, are there other universes? What if those universes collide? How many, like, what's the biggest idea I can imagine? How can I shrink it down? And then you get to the point where you can't know it all, and you just go for a walk because it's absolutely beautiful, and just go out and appreciate it. And I love going to that. I love when the research just sends me to this meditative state and I have to write poems.
Isn't that wonderful? I absolutely love you going through that stuff. That makes me really happy to hear.
Yeah, and thanks so much for hosting us and having us on this program. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the lineup.
Well, we're looking forward to it also. But thank you so much for taking the time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. Bye. And that was Cynthia Sharp in Vancouver, British Columbia. There you go. There's your small idea for a late Friday night. We don't know where we are in the universe. And it's so large, we can't even imagine it. Let's go now to B in South Carolina. Hello, B.
Hello.
Hello. There's a bit of a delay there now. Hello, B. How are you?
Hi.
welcome back to the return engagement.
So, fun fact, I sew while I listen to you guys.
Oh, really?
So, I don't sew anything, but I gotta sew on patches on things because I get bored.
Oh, okay.
That's random pieces of fabric I can get my hands on. Putting on jackets, ruining my closet as I tend to do.
Oh, well, you know, I was gonna say, as long as you're not sewing a voodoo doll to, like, take out some sort of revenge on me, I'm okay.
That takes planning.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
We don't have planning.
Ha-ha!
So I literally had to finish it before I went to bed, but for me it's about 12 o'clock at night.
Yep.
Here in South Kakalaka, and I usually get off my job around this time. I work at a.
Are you there? Okay. We lost you for a second there, B. You work at a where?
What? Sorry. I work at a fast food place. I usually get off work around 12.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So this was, I kind of wrote it a couple nights ago at work, called Closing Up. I moved to get the mop. The back is messy and grimy, but just clean enough for the health inspector. The hose is tangled, but somehow I don't get wet and find the end. And then I start to spray. I spray the mop that looks 5 years old and into the bucket with the handle somehow broken off. And I also spray a little bit on my shoes, hoping the leftover ice cream somehow comes off. I roll, bucket, and mop, almost tripping on the tiny wheels. I never knew this, but the top hits of 2007 sound even louder when there are no customers around. So, of course, the dance begins. Water, ring, floor. Water, ring,
floor. Until the whole entire place is clean. Ready for whoever has to open tomorrow morning. End of poem.
JT, have you ever felt similar feelings?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
I think a lot of people who listen to this at one point in their careers have felt those same sort of experiences that you're describing.
Start mopping. Somebody walks in.
I just like the quietness of hearing faint Britney Spears on the radio.
Yes.
while you're mopping up, it's a very special time.
You know, it's funny when you actually kind of get into a little bit of that, the industry, the music industry too, you realize how much it has in common with mopping the floor. and I'm actually not kidding. It sounds funny, but it's all the same thing. But it can seem like such a world of difference when you're hearing it faintly while doing it too.
Yeah. I'm out of it. It's so late.
It's all right. You're okay.
Have a lovely night. Have a lovely night, y'all.
Have a lovely night as well. Happy 2020. And it's going to be a great year for you.
2020 vision.
That's right. All right. Well, we hope to talk to you as soon as possible. You're welcome back anytime. And until then.
Definitely.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And that was Bee calling from South Carolina as she sews patches on all kinds of things where they don't need patches. For instance, right over the pockets in her pants.
That would be a little odd.
Well, she said she ruins, I don't know. All right, let's go to a place I like to call, well, it doesn't matter what I like to call it. Everybody else calls it Connecticut. Let's go to Barbara.
She said she ruined, I don't know.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Oh, so delightful to hear B.
I know.
She just got that feeling of the quiet desperation of being in a situation like that where everything is just okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right before all this stuff happens, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to shake everyone up because things happened this week and... this poem that I wrote in 2018 kind of explains it all, and it's called Run. Actually, I'm going to say it like it should be said. Run! When the news becomes a frightening melange of deaths and deceit, and the world around me seems to be breaking apart piece by piece, a crumbling, not so much a breakage of all I hold dear, as a beanbag chair might split a little and its contents spill onto the floor. You watch as the fabric shrinks without its filling, or a concrete dam develops a crack and begins to have water seep out slowly. Institutions of government suddenly exhibit symptoms of doing the same, and no longer can I respect the one who leads my country. When no longer can I make sense of events since they happened years ago and upon foreign soil with people I have never seen, intertwined with nefarious cohorts in myriad ways, so unthinkable they can't be examined for fear it will disturb the calmness that has seemed to descend upon some who swallow the lies to cover up this corrupt wannabe king. My equilibrium seesaws back and forth while on steady ground, and the thoughts I have can no longer be tolerated for fear they will cross the line into criminal. While millions suffer every day from the lack of what I regularly consume, water, food, and a safe place to live. When the color of someone's skin and cultural background are now topics of conversations for some, and heartache for others, and they pour out their iniquities to a small audience of their cause, while others continue to use these against them, and some don't even bother to think of the feelings of anyone, not their color or background. Psst, Caucasian Christians. It is time to uncover the reasons and bring them to the surface for it all. And when this behavior becomes a disaster of inhuman proportions, overflowing into the peaceful lives of those who only wish to live and be free, it is a curse and must be dealt with as one might deal with sickness, for it is an evil spread by contact with the ones who have infected the well ones, a scourge of society who care not to know what is the news. Instead, they believe it is all manufactured and fake, like the lies they are told and brainwashed by awful TV and radio shows, spreading this disease and allowing it to fester. When suicide is becoming a nightly event on which to report, and those who are leaving are the best and the brightest, celebrities offering themselves in posh circumstances, why, you ask yourself, is this happening? Has their life become so much worse due to having what we all have dreamed? Could it happen to us if we were in their spot? Over and over we see images of people who are starving or hurt by disaster, and they are scrounging for food and survival each day, yet they still live and go through each day with hope it will get better. Where was the hope for those who took their lives? And again I ask myself, will it ever end? Childhood realities of living in a place where all could be free and where we welcomed all until my own middle ages and beyond bring into contrast the desolate picture for our country on this trajectory. We have gotten out of orbit and must right ourselves, or we will plummet into a black hole. Or are we on that course already? As I look at the innocent face of a toddler at the DMV, eager to experience life, gazing at the adult faces in front of her as if she were on a stage and gobbling it all up, I see maybe a slight, minuscule shift in the trajectory and hope that maybe she and others of her age might be the saviors for all. End poem.
I don't think you stirred people up, but I think you you gave vent to what a lot of people are kind of feeling and sensing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That poem was written in 2018, and sadly, after what happened this weekend, it just kind of had to be read again. So much happened, you know, the knifing, and then of course the killing of someone without letting anyone know, and all this stuff just cuts to the core. And yes, I hope there's hope in those little ones, because we need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, I was just going to let you finish.
No, anyway, I hate to bring everyone down, because Dennis had so much hope, and Cynthia, her snow poem, and even B had a little, you know, hope, but I just couldn't, so sorry. And I have to write a poem for this week, you know, this month, so next time I'll read one of my new ones. These are all old ones, dusted off.
Well, all right. No, that's fine. Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and we look forward to next time.
Thank you. And like I said, I have a lot that's going on, so much going on, but I won't keep you, because I think you have one more person.
Yes.
And it's getting late for some, although it's 11:48, you know. Still, it's late. Okay, so I'm going to get off the phone and let the other person get on, and talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then.
And
thank you.
Make sure JT gets some chicken soup or something.
All right. JT, okay. Get some chicken soup. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. And that was Barbara in Connecticut. I almost said, and that was JT needing chicken soup.
Well, it's true. I do need some Jewish penicillin, so.
Hey, you know, that stuff works, man.
It does.
It really works.
It really does.
Yeah. All right, let's go now to Cleveland, Ohio,
and that was JT,
and to Mama.
OJ.
Well, the day. Hello, Mama.
Jewish penicillin. So, hey, you know, that stuff works.
It does.
It really works.
It really does.
Yeah.
All right, let's go now to Cleveland, Ohio. And that was going to Mama.
Yeah. Oh, let me turn off the speaker.
That's all right.
And I hate for the show to end, so am I the last poet?
Yes, you are.
We should do overtime. We should do overtime. What happened to the chance to do our erotic poems? We don't have that segment anymore.
If you noticed, when we were even when we had it, we weren't really having it anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
So you should replace it with another segment. It should be called "Reports Is Not Ready to Stop Poetic," guys.
Well, all right. Well, you got to send us that submission to the worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, and JT and I will talk about it on Wednesday. Because I guarantee you, I'm just not because of you. It's not a comment. I'm going to forget about this thing when we leave here tonight.
Okay. Well, this one's called "Panning for Gold," and it's short. I should do a long piece because that's not fair. Okay, here we go. Short. "Panning for Gold." And this is a poem that you can go to my page and you can send it to all the people that you don't want to be bothered with in 2020. You have my permission to use it. And it goes like this. Shifting, listening, baffled and hoping that we'll be friends in the end. Watching, looking for what glistens as I contemplate on those who may shine. Nuggets of truth surface sublime. Who shall stand the test of time? Yet time has already shown its hand, and only fool's gold is left in my pan. Sifting, desperately praying that your sincerity would shine, leaving no doubt. Not wanting to let you go, but the proof proved that you're pretty petty. Now I'm saddened because you didn't pan out. In peace.
Yep.
Yeah, I really like that one. Hey, you're on fire tonight. You're doing some great stuff tonight, Mama.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure to do it here because you encourage people here. So just try to pull out my best stuff or my less red stuff or whatever stuff.
Yeah.
I know I'll at least get a review. So here, if you want to send this to anybody that you're sick of and down your nerves in 2019 and they didn't pan out, it's called "Panning for Gold." It's on my page. You can copy and paste and send to whoever you want.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mama. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you next time. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, let me bring my daughter into the new year because I was going to read a poem about her. I want to just shout out my daughter, bring her into the new year. Kai, KCL, Wingo.
Okay.
And I'm posting a poem about her over in our poet friends, WTOM and friends.
Okay.
And you can read about my daughter. Okay.
Sounds great.
It's called Dance. She did.
All right. Mama, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good night. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. All right. Now we have a special caller. We'll be calling in any moment now. Wait for it. Let's see how long we can keep this up. Wait for it. Happy New Year, Stan. How's it going, sir?
Happy New Year to all. It is so great that I'm home. Late, but I made it.
Yeah, you sure did. Now we read the thing, one of the things you sent, so you know.
Oh, great.
But
thank you.
We're happy that you could actually be in person on the thing.
Oh, trust me, I am so happy to be here right now.
Well, that's perfect.
Don't get me wrong. It was a wonderful celebration for the first year of the Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
But this is where I started, right here, yeah, on Spoken Word.
We love having you, and congratulations on the anniversary there. And I'm just going to step back and give you the stage now, okay? We'll talk after.
All righty. Well, I figure, you know what? We're going to have a little fun. This is a little something I put together called Mindful. Having few restrictions of a liberated mind, interacting with others not of the same kind, discover their suspicions of my stability, disturbed by my discussions when it's only me. But assure them there's no need for worry or for doubt. I just need a sounding board who knows what I'm about. As for their judgments that suggest my mind contorting undone, I say their sanity is overrated and allows little room for any fun and peace.
Yeah, love it. And I'm so happy your voice is here for the first show of 2020. It just seems so appropriate.
Oh, yes.
And I think, you know, it's going to be a great year. It's already shaping up to be an interesting one. And
oh yeah.
we'll see what, you know, there's probably a whole lot of interesting things ahead for us. So let's just take it and face it all together, huh?
What better way to kick off the second decade of the second millennium than trauma and drama right out the gate? Here we go.
Did you expect anything else, really?
No.
Yeah. I think the thing that would have been really surprising is if someone who I won't name goes in front of cameras and went, "I'm sorry, I was wrong. I have been putting up a false front of..." Then we would have just...
Oh, I love that.
We would all fallen over going, "I did not see this happening."
No. That would be wonderful, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Me
might
either.
Go plaid.
True. Oh,
my gosh. Stan, you're so welcome here, and as always, we're so happy we got to hear your voice, and we look forward to spending a lot of time with you here in the new year. And also, if you have any thoughts or any questions, or you need any help with, I know you kind of were talking about doing some sort of a book, let me know. We're happy to help any way we can.
That would be my pleasure, gentlemen. Right. And Happy New Year to all.
Happy New Year, Steve. What am I talking about, Stan? I'm looking at a guy's name, Steve, written here on for our anthology, and I accidentally said it. Stan, thank you, sir. We love you, and we'll talk to you next time, okay?
Absolutely, and the love is mutual.
All right.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye. And that was Stan, not Steve, calling from Alabama. My gosh. This is the time of the night where I look at a word and I say that instead of the word
yes,
I want to
yes,
say.
Yes, you do.
I heard about these people who don't have to sleep. They don't have to rest. They can just go.
Scotch.
No, I've heard about these people. I'm just not one of them. You've seen me, JT.
Yeah.
I just, like, we were at a meeting once with J. Todd under him.
Yeah.
Way back, I had worked all night, gotten off work, directed a music video, which is a long, exhausting day in itself.
Yes.
Then came to a meeting for World Poetry. So we're sitting there at this, I think it was an IHOP at the time. It was on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And I was trying to stay awake, so I started leaning back in my chair to stay awake. Because normally don't do that, by the way.
It's not a good suggestion.
But I was thinking, oh, I can, you know, I kind of stay awake. My response kind of triggers.
Yeah.
And I was starting to fall asleep in that position. So finally, Jay Todd and JT said, "That's it. Nope. We're driving you home. You're done."
Yep.
And I went into the house. I sat down on the couch. And I didn't wake up until the next morning. At like, I think it was like 7 o'clock. I slept straight through the 12 hours or something of sleep. So
great.
Anyway, everyone, that was our first show of 2020. This next week, we're going to have three more clues for the poet who will be revealed in the month. We're also going to have Studio X and a bunch of new cool stuff. We're really looking forward to this year. We hope you're going to stick with us. I think things are really going to expand out in ways that you're probably not expecting. And we're hoping to really help everyone really kind of up their game this year and help you meet all those resolutions you were kind of talking about, because we were keeping track of those last week. All right, everyone, from Ursa, the studio dog, from Novia, the studio cat, from JT and myself, thank you so much. We love you. Welcome to 2020. We will continue again next week. But until that time, keep on writing. Good night.